The leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has been killed in a CIA drone strike in Afghanistan. In a televised address announcing the strike, President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence officials tracked Zawahiri to a home in downtown Kabul where he was hiding. Zawahiri led Al-Qaeda for more than 10 years. He was Osama bin Laden's second in command before he was killed back in 2011.
From hiding, he coordinated Al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that called for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets. He made videos, including in recent weeks, calling for his followers to attack the United States and our allies. Now, justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
Well, this video purportedly shows the aftermath of the strike in Kabul, which killed Zawahiri. On the weekend, the Afghan Interior Ministry denied reports on social media about a drone strike. The Taliban, who control Afghanistan, have condemned the U.S. action as a violation of Afghan sovereignty. Media outlets in Taiwan are reporting that U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will visit the island, though there's no confirmation from her office. Pelosi's on a tour of Asia and is in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. China has warned the U.S. of serious consequences if Pelosi's visit to Taiwan goes ahead. Beijing considers the island a part of China. Rival protests have been held in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. Thousands of protesters backing Shia politician Muqtada Sadr are camped inside parliament. They stormed the building on Saturday and are refusing to leave until there's an overhaul of Iraq's political system and constitution. And a rival group known as the Coordination Framework has held counter-protests against what it calls a suspicious coup. There's been a heavy security presence to keep both sides apart. The head of Iran's atomic agency says his country has the ability to produce a nuclear bomb, but doesn't plan to. Mohammad Islami's remarks came hours before the U.S. announced fresh sanctions on entities involved in Iran's oil and petrochemical trade. And for the first time since the war in Ukraine began, a ship filled with grain has left Odessa under a deal Ukraine and Russia signed with the UN and Turkey. The Rezoni is set to arrive in Istanbul for checks on Tuesday.
Malika here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. In our latest episode, the science is clear. Governments aren't taking enough action to avert climate change catastrophe. And in the face of that inaction, protests by scientists are growing. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.